So, very interesting topic today. Something that's definitely off the beaten path that I don't think I've ever heard. But it's one of those topics that Peleoids covers. And that is the topic of Harsha, a power of attorney, or we would also talk about it as being a Tayin, being a lawyer, involving yourself in disputes or legal matters on behalf of others. Very interesting topic. So, the learning today, as always, should be Eschosi L'Nishmas Adir Chava Chaim Elozim Ben Shem Shinaryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Sion. And it should be Eschos for Peril, as well as discuss for all those in the Makom Sakana and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So first, he's going to tell you why this is not a occupation that a person should run to. Amru Chazal, that when the pasuk says he did not that which was not good in pasuk in Yecheskel, it's talking about someone who represents other people, meaning someone who's a Tayin. That's not a ideal job. Because he involves himself in a fight that's not his own. Yes, of course, there are arguments to be matir someone to, as is brought down in the Paiskim, to be a Tayin, to be a lawyer. But a wholesome person, who runs after peace, is not going to be willing to involve himself in a dispute, even for monetary gain and similar honor. For people are going to hate you, and it's going to cause even your friends and admirers to distance themselves from you. So the Peleoids here piling on the lawyer, the negative feelings towards lawyers. He says, Tamidei Chacham have to be especially careful. He says, just like Tamidei Chacham have to be extra careful in all of their conduct, because they represent Hashem, because they represent Torah, so it's a greater chilul Hashem when they are perceived to be doing something wrong. And he says, if they're going to cause money to be taken from Reuven and given over to Shimon as a result of their arguments, the guy who was found liable, he's going to speak badly about the Talmid Chacham. He's going to speak badly about the Tayin. And what's going to end up happening, and he says why, and it's a great pun, ki hadam hu hanefesh. Now, literally, that means the blood is the soul. But as you know, dam can also be dam in money. He says, ki hadam hu hanefesh, money is a person's life. It's a great pun. And he says, ki hadam hu hanefesh, since people treat money like it's their livelihood, like it's mamish their life, because you involved yourself in this machloikas, so you caused lifnei iver, because now he's going to speak badly about you, and he's going to disparage Talmidei Chachamim because of your involvement. Together with the severe desecration of God's name. And especially if he rules correctly, and this Talmid Chacham who's acting as a Tayin, meaning the judges were gonna pass in properly that the other guy is Potter. And then you, using all your arguments, you sort of dug a tunnel to convince the judges to find the guy guilty. So certainly the chayiv is a zakai to be mechayiv someone who's innocent. Who? This is something that's like a consuming fire. It's going to create great destruction. Such acts. In light of this, a Talmid Chacham shu yari as Hashem, a Talmid Chacham who truly fears Hashem, even if they're going to give him all the riches in the world, don't be a Tayin. Don't involve yourself in machloikas sin that have to do. However, there are exceptional circumstances where a person should get involved with being a advocate for others. He says, Amnam yesh afanim. There are instances. She afshalaymar. Where you can't absolve yourself from being a litigant. Kagain, he gives examples. Let's say your father or your brother, your siblings, go to Eretz Yisrael and they leave their investments in a trust and they need someone to watch it. They need someone to oversee their finances. Who else besides you would do it? Even if it's someone who's not not even related, is traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'en lo kroivim lismar chaleim, he has no one to rely on. Ve'en amotzei ish hagun sheyifakech al asakav, and he can't find an honest man to watch over his finances. Bimkaim she'en anashim chiyuva ram yelatzes chesed gadol kazeh. When there's no one else, then you have an obligation to help him out. L'zakeis nefesh miYisrael she'elech l'aretz hakadosha, to bring a schus that someone can move to Eretz Yisrael. Ach, however, im yuchal, if you can, yes, that you should make a stipulation, that although you're going to help him out, you're not going to accept upon yourself the obligation to go and be involved in courts and lawsuits if it comes to it. Only that you'll try to oversee his affairs to the best of your ability, but not that you're going to get involved in din Torah if it comes to it. And similarly, if someone's asked to administer the estate of an orphan, it's a great mitzvah. You are following the footsteps of Hashem, who also is considered the father of orphans. And you don't have to worry that to fight for their rights. Even if someone who he takes money through lawsuits and court cases should be happy that he's losing the case, he's saved from the possibility of taking from an orphan or a poor person. And someone who is a apotropos, who is a administrator of estates of orphans, is people praise him. He involves himself in taking care of Yisaimim, which is appropriate according to Halacha. He says this mitzvah is primarily the responsibility of these city leaders and officials to oversee the estate of orphans carefully so that the principal, the keren, should not be depleted. And they should urge the mother, meaning the widow, with a pleasant tone, to relinquish all of the funds that belong to the orphans that she has, and request that she be satisfied with a small allowance, so that she doesn't use up the principal. And they should go to Beis Din on behalf of the orphans if anyone tries to take advantage of them, whether it's in the Jewish court or the secular court. Compel people using whatever tactics necessary, so that not even a single dollar is lost of their possessions. And this type of diligence on behalf of the orphans is not considered any sort of aver. There's no room for suspecting evil motives. Ela mitzvah udvar chemda. It's a mitzvah and it's delightful. Now he ends off. Vafilu legadol, and even an adult orphan, imeno bardas, if he's not is smart enough, asher leyeda ben yamino lesmoyla, he doesn't know his left from his right with regards to finances, v'raitzim la'ashkar l'gazlai, and people are trying to take advantage, kigoyin da'am, someone like this, mitzvah rabba l'chal mishi yada magas latzalashot miyad ashkai. It's a mitzvah to help save his money from people that want to take it. V'alzer amru pesach picha l'ilei. This is where the pasuk says in Mishlei, open up your mouth on behalf of a mute person. These are matters that require proper measure, proper boundaries, to balance out between good and evil, not to add and not to subtract. In other words, you have to be very careful. So when it comes to advocating for others, and the reason why I find this so relevant is because there are so many times where we insert ourselves into machloikis, into an argument, a disagreement, that we should just sit it out. You know, sometimes our wife, let's say, gets into an argument with someone, someone else's wife, and then we suddenly give our opinion. Why do you have to give your opinion? Yes, your wife is going to come and she's going to tell you what's bothering you, and you listen. But why do you have to give your opinion? Why do you have to get yourself involved? Well, there's times where a friend is having an issue with someone else in shul, someone else from the block, someone else at work, and you poke your nose in and you try to get involved because you think you're going to solve the situation. And many times you're just making it worse, and you have to know, yes, if you're in a position to make shalom, 100% get involved. If you're in a position to help someone who's being taken advantage of, 100% get involved. We're not talking about that. But if you're in a situation where you're just giving your opinion and you don't like the guy or you don't like that woman, so you want to tell them off and you're going to advocate on behalf of someone and you're sticking your nose in a machlokes that doesn't belong to you. You see here what he says. It's averus. It's about machlokes. There's a fire of machlokes like that consumed by Kairach. It can consume us, and we could be overlifting. Even we could be over so many averus. We have to. It's a lesson to us to keep our nose out of machlokes and arguments, disagreements, things that have nothing to do with us.